What should happen to Tom Brady? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is so much hand-wringing over the deflated football scandal. I even saw one sports commentator ask, in all seriousness, what do we tell our children? It's pretty clear the footballs were deliberately deflated right before the AFC Championship game. Security camera video shows a locker room attendant smuggling the game balls into a bathroom for a minute and 40 seconds, which meant that he would have had about 8 seconds to deflate each ball. That takes talent. And even though there's no direct link, the report still concludes that Tom Brady must have known because he'd made it clear that he likes a softer football. But here's what caught my attention. The report says that when the underinflated balls were discovered at halftime, the referees made sure that they were reinflated to the proper pressure for the second half. Now, as you may recall, the AFC game was a blowout. New England beat the Colts 45-7. But after the first half, the Colts were only down 17-7. It was in the second half that it all fell apart. It was with the balls at the full legal pressure that the Patriots outscored the Colts 28-0. It's still cheating, I grant you, but if anything, it was self-defeating cheating because they did better when the balls were legal. It's like cheating on a test by copying the wrong answers. So, what should happen to Tom Brady? Clearly, make him play the whole season with deflated balls. And as for what to tell your children, tell them you love them and not to watch so much football. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.